Matt Greenwood on J98 speaking to Rush Schmidt, head coach of the Festus Tigers. Our week one matchup, as a matter of fact, on AM 1400 KGF as they welcome in the Fox Warriors. But more on that here in a second on this Pigskin preview. First, Coach, man, what a load of backfield you guys have. I know we talked about it during training camps and during your scrimmage as well a couple of weekends ago. Looking really strong in that regard. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and the offense moving forward into 2019?
Well, I think, as you alluded to, Matt, there's a little depth there, but that depth and skill set's going to be predicated, that success will be predicated upon the offensive line and what those kids do in front up front for them, and that's going to be the big thing coming looking forward is getting that offensive line to solidify early in the football season as opposed to later in the football season for us to have success.
Second year for Colin Doyle as your starting quarterback, and he's got plenty of talent to hand the ball off to this season. But as far as Colin Doyle is concerned, you feel like he's ready to help carry this team to another winning season in 2019?
Absolutely. He was ready last year. You know, among all the several bright spots we had as the season wore out last year, Colin was certainly one of them, and he had a tremendous offseason for us in the weight room. And just, you know, the maturation between sophomore and junior year, he's grown up a lot, and he's quite the leader, and he just possesses a lot of athletic ability at that position.
Coach Schmidt, let's talk a little bit about the defense, something that could get lost in the shuffle considering all the names that you can spew with your backfield being the way it is. But defensively, how do you feel like your guys kind of looked in the jamboree and how you think they're going to be moving forward this year?
Well, I think when we look at, you know, you look at the jamboree and assess it as a coach, there were some mistakes that we made, you know, in both phases of the football game, mindful there were no special teams that night, but regardless, you know, those sorts of things, as we say as coaches, are correctable mistakes. You know, once you sit down and watch the film with the kids and show them what they did wrong, it's that aha moment. You know, I see exactly what you're saying, coach. And they can go out and fix it in practice. It certainly wasn't something that was, you know, meriting a kid being moved to a different position or maybe putting somebody else out there for him. It was just a matter of a skill set adjustment. And, you know, we're pretty pleased with the effort the kids gave us in the jamboree.
All right, Coach Schmidt, we'll get you out on this strong first week matchup for you. Fox coming to town. Your early thoughts on what the Warriors present challenge-wise for you and your group?
Well, you know, last year they were a very disciplined football team and played within themselves, I would say. You know, they didn't try to do anything fancy, and when you do that, you minimize mistakes. And I certainly wouldn't expect Coach Tinker's group this year to do anything different. And it'll be a physical football game, be a fast football game. You got two football teams running the football, so you know we're going to have to keep them in front of us defensively, and then offensively, we're going to have to minimize our mistakes. You know, if you look at last year moving forward, you know we had the propensity to put the ball on the carpet or have a key touchdown called back at inopportune times, and those are the things we talked about all offseason with our kids is moving forward. You know, to take that next step for us as a football program, you got to clean that kind of stuff up. And that's been our mindset here during the preseason.
All right. I think we covered it all, Coach Schmidt. As always, appreciate the time. Looking forward to calling that game on KGF here in just a couple of days.
Matt, as we are too. Looking forward to Friday night.